Okay, I totally saw this questionnaire and had to do it by color because some of you might move, you might not. I am a huge D&D geek. So, okay, during character creation, do you always model your PC after yourself? Or what is your main drive when fleshing out your PC? So I want to make my player character, not my computer. I tend to pick one facet of my personality and amplify it. So I have like halfling male rogue who fighter rogue who is my child side of my personality, my trickster side. I have my simpleton half or half ogre barbarian. Who was raised by elves, who's pretty hilarious, who kind of falls into my dopey punny side. I definitely have a bard who embodies more of my audio side there. but yeah, I try to pick like one facet of my personality and build it into my character. Favorite race and why? I don't have a favorite race. I like them all. I like trying out new races. I love being reincarnated when I die. And we actually made up our own chart. That is pretty awesome. And you could be all kinds of stuff. So, I actually like a lot of different races. And I don't have a favorite class either. I like playing bards because nobody else does. And they really do power up the group. Plus, musical aspect, which I adore because I am musically inclined. So, okay, people seem to hold very strong views on alignment. What's your take on it, and which do I prefer? And adding to the previous questions, can good and evil characters be in a party together? Yes, they can. You just can't have a lawful good and a chaotic evil character in the party together. If you have a commonality of chaos, law, or neutral, then good and evil can work. But if you're all good, then you need to combine, you know, you can be chaos and lawful. It's kind of like one side of the spectrum or the other can work together. But the other one, it's like you can't have the opposing alignments, I think. I think the alignment system is outdated because I think that a lot of the alignments can cross over each other, and in general, we're all kind of fluidly aligned in an area. So I think it's a little outdated. I know it's a big controversy, but I'm not gonna go completely into that. Longest running campaign I've ever been in was, I'm gonna kick myself for doing this. 20. No, almost 20 years. It was like 19 years. And my character from that campaign, it wasn't completely solidly 19 years, but it was fairly regular, is a goddess now. So I ascended to deityhood, and that is how it ended. So did two of the other characters. So we played for a very long time through very many editions for that. What is your take on multiclassing? I think multiclassing is okay and it should be allowed, but I think there should be a limit on number of prestige classes you can have. I think it makes more sense to be like, hey, I'm a swashbuckler and I head this direction, then I'm a swashbuckler and a druid and a little bit of bard, and then I'd like some of this. And it's like, don't take from the class buffet, just find a good one and go with it. Don't munchkin it. Dungeon clearing or investigative? Investigative, please. Please give me role play and not ROLL play. I can't stand dungeon crawls. I really can't. I know they're necessary, but oh my gosh, can they be so boring? And I love murder hoboing because if you have a home, then those people get in trouble and you have to go save them. Okay. How do I prefer to roll stats? I like the 46, drop the lowest, reroll once, roll two sets, pick the better of the set. Easy method. Because I roll like crap. Which version do I play and why? 3.5. A little bit of Pathfinder. Can't stand it. I play 3.5 because I've put my foot down and I'm not going any farther. I've heard 5 is good, I know, but I only have so much mental power in my head and I've got 3.5 down. If I move, it's not going to be to a new edition of D&D. It's going to be to a less rule-based system because I would like to get rid of the rules. They're just getting in the way. Tips for new players. I always say when you're a new player to not worry about the statistics or the logistics of the whole thing as much as the story. Focus on the story and your character's part in the story, and I think it makes a big difference in the quality of play. If you learn to role play before you learn to ROLL play, then it ends up being a whole lot more fun, I think. So role play's the fun part. What's the worst you or someone else has fucked over your group in a campaign? Well, we had a guy who was playing a chaotic neutral gnome who had what he said was a bag of holding. And he offered to carry all kinds of stuff for people. Here, no, I'll get that. Just put it in my bag of holding. We found out about 2 months later that it was a bag of tithing. And literally everything we're putting in his bag is being tithed to his god. So, yeah. Needless to say, we were all a little pissed the first time we tried to get something out of the bag. What are the qualities you like in fellow players, DMs, and whatnot? What do you really dislike? Qualities I dislike are imaginative. I like people that are good at thinking around problems, going outside the box. I like people that banter, but not people that fight. So, you know, you're gonna have some things that go back and forth between the characters, but you're not actually gonna fight as players, you know? That type of thing. So the people that actually fight as players drive me nuts. The people that munchkin the hell out of everything drive me nuts. And the people that are one-trick ponies. We had a person who couldn't figure out what to do with a power she had, and somebody gave her an idea, and that was what she did over and over and over again with that power. And it was a very creative power that she could have done anything with it, and it's like she turned into a one-trick pony, and I don't understand playing a game that gives you the creativity of a mental landscape of things you can do, and you pick one thing over and over. So I don't understand Have I ever DM'd? I DM frequently. Actually, I'm running a Wednesday group right now. I love DMing. Adding on that, do I prepare before the campaign or not? It depends on the game. I've run a whole few night adventures with one sentence on a piece of paper. I'm pretty good at flying by the seat of my pants if I don't have a role lawyer in the group. I don't have to run everything past them. And when I do prepare, it takes me several hours because I have to look everything up again. One of the things I hate about combat is how much you have to study the monsters before you throw them at the PCs. And I think that some of the rule light systems would be good with just being able to describe the battle rather than roll it out. I play a mix of online and real life. We have some people that used to live here that moved and play by Skype and Roll20. So we have a mix of both. Do I enjoy it or get stuck in the role? I enjoy DMing to an extent. We have at least five people that are willing to DM in our groups, across the groups, which is good. So it doesn't get stale. But a lot of times I do DM and it can get old, but it's also kind of fun being able to create a whole world. I love thoughts on Roll20. I love Roll20. I think it has its uses. I think that just like any program, like Fantasy Grounds before it, it's going to hit a wall. We've already hit the wall of so many tokens or here you have to pay for it. But yeah, I think it's definitely the best program out there that I've found. I think it could improve on some of its layering, making it easier to switch between the layers and whatnot. And the sizing of pictures is kind of a pain. And I've never used the voice feature. We always just use Skype or Discord or TeamSpeak instead. So I don't know how crappy the voice feature is, but I know when it first came out, it was really crappy. So, whispering could be made easier too. So yeah, that's my take on D&D stuff. Thanks for the question, Cloudy Bear, and other questions. And I hope you guys enjoy the geekier side of J Wild.